At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
This is Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Julian McWilliams, your thoughts on the firing of Davey Martinez and Mike Rizzo from the Nationals?
I mean, I was kind of shocked, right? I think, dude, you got a guy who hit on three freaking guys in a trade, right? And I can get it where it can get a little bit, you know, stale at times, but I think Mike Rizzo, more than a lot of people, is a hell of a GM, a hell of a GM who's really, really good at his job. And the first thing I thought is, oh, this guy's gonna have a job tomorrow. Like, oh, this guy's next job. They're gonna be knocking down this guy's door, because I think he does a really good job of blending both. And have they had a good season? No, but you also have guys who are young, right? Guys who you need time to develop. The Davey Martinez thing, I mean, it could have happened in 2019, if you ask me. Like, I think he kind of just they got on the heater and they ran into this championship. I'm not saying he's not a good manager, but I could have taken a leave and whatever. But like, to do it now with this club, who they're not winning, but they have a lot of buzz about them. I think that was ownership reaching.
Well, they said I think the statement said something like they need to be re-energized or something. Okay, that's the manager.
I mean, that's the manager.
I mean, you look at Rizzo's track record, especially when making the trades that you have to hit on those trades. He hit on them. Like, he hit on them.
Better than anybody that I can. And Rob, you've covered the game longer than me, but like, that's the best trade package that I've seen come to fruition in the history of my time watching and covering the sport. From just like, you have CJ Abrams, who's an elite player, James Wood, who's probably Hall of Fame, is as our friend and seat 4, seat 5 said, Adam Ottavino, and what's the guy?
Mackenzie Gore, another All Star.
It's tough. It's tough that you're lucky if you hit on one of those guys. You should go down in history, because guess what? We have a recent trade here in Boston. Not recent, but it's far from recent. A guy in Mookie Betts who drew Jeter Downs. I think he might be over somewhere in Korea somewhere. I don't know where he's playing. Alex Verdugo, DFA'd, and Connor Wong, last time I checked, a 491 OPS, and just hit his first RBI of the season like 2 weeks ago. Like, this stuff is hard.
Yeah.
And for the fact that this guy hit on all three of those guys who are now all-stars, and one of them seems like an inner circle superstar, Hall of Fame talent, I don't get it, man. It seems like we're hustling backwards to me.
Two things. Number one is that when it comes to Juan Soto, I've said this, there hasn't been a team that has regretted anything they've done with a Juan Soto trade.
It hasn't.
San Diego, they haven't regretted it. They not only getting him and then trading him away for the players they got, and Michael King, who else they got?
Michael King, freaks.
Anyway,
exactly. That's the point, though.
Yeah,
that's the point.
But yeah,
the point that we're making. We're thinking about Michael King, an injured guy. I think he's injured, and we can't think of anybody else. But we can name all three of those guys.
Yeah. There's no question that he hit on that. And then what was the other thing I was going to say? It was something really, really good. Oh, if the Nationals get that pick that the Pirates got, Paul Skeens instead of Dylan Cruz, it's a whole, I mean, it's the luck of the draw. I mean, this
Yeah.
and that draft, it was like everybody knew, everyone would have picked. Ben Sherrington came on this podcast and
Ooh.
said, hold on, let me write that down. Make sure to brag about Ben Sherrington coming on podcast after Tom Hanks reference. But they were like looking at Dylan Cruz in March of that draft. It was, Skeens wasn't a no-brainer. And
Yeah.
so like that was, and he might end up being a good player, but like if that falls to Rizzo did the right thing and drafted him, is what I'm saying. He
100%.
did what he needed to do in that draft. The Strasburg thing doesn't work out. Oh well, but that's so long ago. Who cares? We're talking about the here and the now. We're
Dude,
talking
and you
about
know
what this
what? They
team
got a
is.
title.
Yeah.
They have a title.
And also they have a title. And here's the other thing, Julian, is that everybody coming in this year thought they had a decent team. So it's when you think you have a decent team, they probably put together some talent. What's that mean? This probably means the manager is the guy that you need to turn over, right?
Right.
A lot of people thought they had talent. And the other thing that they were clearly handcuffed about was the ownership.
Yeah. Look, I remember being there in DC and it was like, oh God, the Caps won. Oh God, like the Nationals won. That might have been the greatest stretch of sports in the history of the District of Columbia, minus Doug Williams doing what he did and winning the Super Bowl there for the first time. Like, let's not like say like DC is not a sports city. Like it's not. It's government and consulting and accounting work. That's what it
Right.
is. Government, accounting, and Commanders. That's it. That's all they care about. It's not a baseball city. And so the fact that they won, and then they knew that they were going to lose this kid in free agency because he wasn't signed a $440 million extension. It's like, okay, we're gonna lose Juan Soto, so let's trade him. And he hit on all three of those guys. You're not that far off. Like, you're not that far off when you have talent of that ilk, I would
Yeah.
say.
Ooh,
You're
nice one.
not that far. You're just not that far off.
Yeah. I had the same reaction you did. I mean, I know he's been there a long time, but that doesn't just because he's been.
It immediately made me start to think about the teams that would have openings for jobs that I think that he would be a great fit at. I'm like, oh, okay. Because he's not gonna just, if I'm him, I'm not just taking any, like, I wouldn't take the White Sox job. Like, no, I think he's a guy who's built up a resume and he has his pick of a litter. Davey Martinez, yeah, you might need to be a third base coach for a little bit.
No, you know what Rizzo will do? He'll be like that senior consultant for a year until something opens up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang out for a while.
Hang out.
Enjoy your kids if you
And
have them.
decide like Dayton Moore if you're going to run for governor or if you want to be a GM. Either
There you
one.
go.
So,
There you go.
all right. All right. We solved a lot of the world's problems, including the fact why you pack two extra pairs of underwear. Strong of
I
you.
really thought that was what he was talking about. Apparently not. I shouldn't have cut you off. This is why it's supposed to, this is why my mom always says, listen before you speak.
Yeah.
Now the people knows my inner
Well,
gut
in
issues.
fairness, you're used to doing other podcasts that's segmented. It's not so free flowing. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Good stuff.
Right.
Follow Baseballs and Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.